Hey, boys and girls, it's time for Not Another Pucking Podcast, Comedians on Hockey, with your old pal Chris Roach, the sometimes less than amiable Anthony DiDomenico, the Count of Condescension, John Trusen, and the only guy on the show who knows what the heck he's talking about, AJ DeVito. And now...
Admit it, you'd love to see a good fight right now.
We're feeling it.
We're feeling the fun. We're back. This would be episode...
You don't even know.
Four or five. I'll figure it out sooner or later. Four or five. I started the... welcome back to Comedians on Hockey. I did start the... last night I was messing around with Anchor. Mm. And I do have the podcast up and available. So you can put Comedians on Hockey. Just Google that or whatever.
Is it on iTunes?
I don't know yet. I just put it up last night. And so I'll have the rest of the episodes. It'll be finalized this week. Comedians on Hockey. We are now officially a podcast. We're not a couple of jerks talking on
Facebook.
Is that Facebook.
Us? On the screen?
Is that? Get more views.
No, that is not us.
It's Anthony and AJ on Saturday nights. So we're back. So what's going on? Trusen, how are you doing
today?
Yeah,
start over there.
How are you doing, Trusen? How are you? You doing okay?
I'm the picture of festivity since that Rangers win the other night.
It was a beautiful win.
It was a beautiful win. They won in the shootout, went about 97 rounds in, and they won it.
What an incredible shootout, and Kreider scores the goal, the game-winning goal, and it was like, oh, God, why wasn't I there?
It was splendid.
It was beautiful.
And, however, Sammy Blais went down.
Sammy Blais did go down.
How did Sammy Blais go down, Chris Roach?
I don't know. I didn't see it. I'm just repeating you.
PK Subban with another slew foot. Remember what he did to Reeves?
It was a slew foot.
Slew foot where they take you down, you go backwards, the knee buckles.
Yes.
Boom, exact same thing he did to Reeves.
Now, when did he do that to Reeves? A while
ago. Preseason. Preseason game.
Now, did he get suspended for that or
nope.
This?
Nope.
That is like a big no-no, the slew foot.
Let me tell you a little something. They will hear from them. You know, everybody's like, well, they didn't do anything and all that kind of stuff. It was a one-goal game. It was a tie game. That's not how you do it. Now, there's, you know, back in my youth, in my misspent youth, I was a goon. I was a flat-out goon.
Goonage.
And you got to be smart to be a goon. And when Reeves went down, they asked him about it after the game if they thought it was a dirty play. He said, yeah, but we play them a lot.
That's the right answer.
That's the exact right answer because there's going to be a point, and everybody watch for it, when either the Rangers are up or down by three goals with halfway through the third period, a little bit of a buffer, the game's not quite as tight as it could be, and somebody's going to pound the crap out of PK Subban.
PK, it's
going to happen.
It's coming, Pecan.
Yep. Yep.
Pecan Subban.
Smart goon waits. You don't do it in a close game.
Now, the slew foot.
You're a slew foot.
I don't know. I see we have the number up on there, which
you're a sloth foot.
We usually don't have.
We usually don't have.
Right. Yeah, let's get that off there. We'll get some rejects calling in.
That's hilarious.
I mean, off air.
Yeah, what? What do you want people calling in?
Do we want them calling in?
Yes, of course you do. It's a live show.
See what it is. See what it is. Okay.
Did you know anything about radio?
I'm sorry. Hey, whoever called, call back. I'm sorry.
Seriously.
We're still working at the kinks here. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that, but...
No, let's spend more time. Let's hear your brilliant premise about chewing gum on Instagram.
Man chewing gum.
Yeah.
Be on the lookout, man chewing gum.
The worst idea ever.
You'll see. It's going to skyrocket.
Man chewing gum?
Can I ask you a question? Like, where do you get these ideas from that actually?
Can I tell you?
Who do you bounce this off of?
All right, ready? Yes, I'm going to tell you how man chewing gum started. I was waiting for Diane. I'm in the car. She's in the dollar store. And I'm thinking about all these people that are having all this success with these YouTube sensation pages, whatnot, the characters. And I'm like, what the hell am I going to do? And I was being sarcastic. And I started chewing gum. I went on Facebook Live, Instagram Live, and I'm like, this is it.
Did I tell you how horrible it was when you did that?
Man chewing gum. And Anthony's part of it because now you become like almost like a runner. Shut up, Anthony.
I don't want to be a part of it.
But you're part of it.
I'm not a part of it.
Sorry. And so I'm messing around. I did like two of them, right? For like 30 seconds each. No, one of them was like 3 minutes.
It wasn't 30 seconds each.
All right.
It seemed like forever.
John Trusen, I'm at... Gotham Comedy Club.
Okay.
Jerry Seinfeld came up to him and was like, hey, are you the man chewing gum?
Jerry Seinfeld said, are you chewing gum? He wants, what flavor are you chewing next week? No.
What flavor are you chewing?
So I came up, I said goodnight, go off stage, the place is clapping, and some Indian guy stands up and he whispers something in my ear. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what did you say? He goes, are you going to be doing episode 3 of Man Chewing Gum anytime soon? And I looked at him like, are you kidding me?
You're very big in the Indian community.
Apparently I'm a hit.
They love gum chewing.
You're like the new Russell Peters.
I'm the new Russell Peters.
There's cricket and gum chewing in India. That's
and Chris Roach. And Chris Roach. And who's that big star? What's his name? Letterman just interviewed him. ASKASR. I can't. I'm having a brain fart. So that's how that started.
And he spends $90 on a new logo.
I just spent $90 on a logo, Loogie logo. Don't let my.
Plus, I got a little bone to pick with you.
Well, picking a bone.
I didn't.
Okay, if you finish doing it, then I'm going to pick my bone.
So things are good, John Cherson. Things are good.
Anthony, how's your week going?
It's good, actually. How's the new place?
It's good. It's getting there. How long did it take you to settle in? Where'd you ever move to that you had to settle in, that your wife didn't do all the work?
What do you mean, settle in?
I heard what you said in the beginning.
What'd I say?
I moved in a week. I work full time. I have a podcast that people listen to.
See, you couldn't just make your point. You had to be nasty.
I was about this one. I was about yours.
I stopped that podcast.
I still make it to about 98% of my nephew's games. I have things going on that I can't. Sorry if I needed a little time to get like things in order.
You were just trying to pay me back for not showing up last week.
No matter what happened the week before, I wouldn't have made it down that night. And first of all, what premiere did you have to go to? The eat popcorn? On the red carpet?
Popcorn. What? He had popcorn, a soda, and ice cream, all in one hand.
Here's the thing.
He was like,
more people saw that movie that night at the premiere than we'll ever see that movie. It was like you guys were watching like whole movies because no one's ever going to see it.
Did you watch it?
No, I'm never going to watch it.
I think it's on one of those Amazon or something.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
You're supposed to be at a premiere, right?
Right.
You're wearing an open flannel shirt, sneakers, and jeans.
It was a Robert Graham shirt and True Nation jeans.
And you're eating popcorn and drinking soda in the picture. Like, what?
I was walking into the theater, and they go, "Hey, Roach, come on over here." And I ran in, and I took a picture.
So that just tells me you weren't supposed to be there to begin with.
That actress was a very rep. You know what the actress was in that picture? She was like Edward. I know
who everybody was in that picture. And everybody's in something except you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I guess I don't take those things seriously. But I was.
But you missed the podcast to go eat popcorn on the red carpet. That's what you need. What time did the movie start?
No, it was good popcorn.
What time did the movie start?
I don't remember. But I don't remember. But I do remember that the producers asked me to come, and I said okay.
Where was the
Huntington
premiere?
At a movie theater in Huntington, like a AMC or something.
Was it at before 6 o'clock?
I can't remember the exact time of
the. You know the time it was. Stop
I really it. I, do. You probably know because I have a feeling you looked it up.
I didn't look it up.
I don't know. I don't know what time it was. All I know is it
was the Huntington Art Center.
No, I like that place, though. The Huntington Arts Council.
There wasn't enough art in this movie for it to be there.
That's nice. I like that place, too.
But listen, you know who was in the movie? He was a great guy, and I saw him there, and I got to see him.
Dean Winters?
Dean Winters.
Great guy.
You met him with me?
Yes. We hung out.
I like him.
What a
I
good
like
dude.
MSG.
What a good dude.
Nice man.
Total New York guy. Great guy.
Yep.
I just don't like the fact that you're talking crap about me last week. I had a legit reason.
What was your reason? You settling in? What does settling mean? You sit on your chair and go, oh.
No, I brought everything over that Sunday. I needed to put stuff away.
All right. Well, congratulations on your new place.
And do you miss your dad? Is that what you say? Is that what you said to me today?
I said.
Do you miss yours?
I mean, my dad lives at his girlfriend's house, all right?
Yeah, he had to get a girlfriend to get away from you.
We do?
We have a caller. Maybe they want to bring up hockey at some point.
Yeah.
I'm done now with my
rants. All right.
Hello?
Yes. Hi, caller.
Hi. Oh, this is live?
Yes, this is live. Yep. It's hard to believe that.
Oh,
this
my
sort
God. I thought it was a tape, and I said, let me try to win something. But I love Rodea comedy. It's really funny, you know.
Who is this? Rodea's funny. He's cool. He's a good dude. We like him.
We love Rodea, too, but this isn't Rodea.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I called the wrong number? Are you guys pulling? You guys pulling my leg?
Quit pulling your leg! Come on!
I think I recognize a voice. It almost sounds like Tom Ingenio, but it's not him. Who
it's
is this?
Not Tom Ingenio? Tom Ingenio wouldn't have shut up yet.
Is this that airport?
No, I'm sorry. I'm from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Steve Johnson.
Hi, Steve Johnson. Is that your real name? That sounds like a phony name.
Of course, it is.
You can give a real name. No one's watching.
Steve, are you hot?
All right, just call me White Shoes Johnson. I don't know what to call me.
Right. Hey, listen, are you a hockey fan, Steve Johnson?
You know, I watch the Bruins when they make the playoffs. I'm not a real hockey fan.
No.
I like the Patriots.
Now I'm starting to hear the accent. You are from up in that area, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes. Right in the Boston area. Yep.
Right.
Right in the Commonwealth.
You Southie?
No, Cambridge, Mass. Cambridge, right next to Boston.
Anthony DiDomenico, our buddy at the end of the table over there, is a huge Yankee fan.
Yes.
So, in his honor, give me a Jeter sucks.
No, I can't. Jeter was a great player. I can't say that.
Red Sox fans can't talk trash about.
Correa can, though.
I went to a lot of Yankee Red Sox games and sat in the bleachers and said a lot of mean things to Trot Nixon over the years. That's all I'll say.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is the guy, like, I'm not that up on baseball, but I remember who was like the arch enemy of the Yankees? He was like a third baseman or something like that. They hated the guy.
Alex?
Maddox?
Wasn't Alex.
No, what was the guy's name? I think he was a third baseman.
On the Red Sox?
No, maybe not the Red Sox at all. He was another player. The Yankees hated him.
Oh.
That gives us a lot of help.
Yeah.
Was he a pitcher, too?
Yeah, he played third base and he pitched. What is with you? Do you know anything about sports?
What are you talking about? Babe Ruth? No,
he
don't know.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
He was a wide receiver for the Yankees. That's all I know.
If you know Chris Roach,
wide receiver for the Yankees.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, either do I.
The Yankees hated him. He would just always say bad stuff about the Yankees
in the
media.
Played third base and he made cookies after. Did a lot of things.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You got me on that. I'm not too sure about that. I don't know.
Cambridge, Mass. What's up?
It's just cold here. Cold. I'm just having a little beer in the afternoon. You know, I'm retired.
Nice.
And 65. I do nothing but laundry and dishes and housework. That's about it.
Nice.
So your life is over. So the only thing like that could bring you cheer you up on this day is talking to us.
Yeah, you know, I've been watching it for a while, and I thought it was a tape actually of Anthony and John, and I says, "Geez, I'm gonna call this number. Maybe I can win some tickets when they come to town." But
nice. Now,
but listen to this. I was watching it the other day, and I just came from Cleveland to visit my my grandkids. I have 10 grandkids, but I visited 3 of them out in Cuyahoga. Ohio, Richmond Heights, Ohio, and I guess apparently they had a show in Cuyahoga, and Johnny couldn't even pronounce Cuyahoga.
Oh, Johnny, Goomba Johnny?
Yeah.
Goomba Johnny, yeah.
Johnny Saliano.
He couldn't pronounce Cuyahoga, and Anthony had to straighten him out how to pronounce it, and I just came back from yesterday.
Okay.
Cuyahoga. Hey, listen, if you ever want to go hunting, for crying out loud, these deers come right in your backyard. But obviously you can't take them out. Mr. Rodea is a hunter, right?
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, he'd have a field day in Ohio.
Are you closer to Hartford or are you closer to Bridgeport?
I'm closer to Boston. Boston. I'm right next door to Boston.
All right.
Go on Massachusetts.
Go support your Bruins, buddy. All right.
Yeah, sure. Bobby Orr was one of my favorites.
Best.
Wow, one of the best ever, Bobby Orr.
There you go.
I think so. But you know, there's a lot of great ones, but he was one of the best.
Well, thanks for calling in, pal.
All right,
really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for answering.
Oh,
okay.
No problem. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Thanks so much, man.
Take
the phone off the screen.
No. Here's what happened. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened there. Apparently, he was watching a tape of Anthony and Goomba, and they probably have the number up there on their tape. So he called it.
Oh,
he didn't even know we were on.
No, he doesn't know watching.
He had no idea.
Because when he said Anthony and Johnny, I thought he was talking about my Anthony and Johnny.
No.
I got a Johnny and Anthony right here, and an AJ.
There you go.
Oh, shit, is it him again?
He's calling back.
If it's him, I want to. No, we're not going to talk to him. But
that was fun.
All right, somebody's on.
Let's start a new segment.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Yeah, hello, guys. I see you guys. I'm watching you guys. Really good. You guys are funny.
Thank you.
Nobody believes you.
I'm looking around the room like it's AJ. Is that you, AJ?
No.
No, this is somebody you should know. Knock them dead. You guys don't know who this is.
I don't know.
Tony knows.
Yeah.
Who is it, Tony?
Yep. Tony knows who I am.
DJ D Love.
What is it? What is
that's
that?
That's right.
Are you calling? Is he calling all the time?
He calls in every day.
Calls in every day.
Well, thanks for calling in, DJ.
DJ D Love.
You're welcome, guys. Thanks. And no favorite show. No, and actually, my favorite team in hockey, I had to say the Devils.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
Devils are good,
my
man.
My favorite player for the Devils, I had to be Mark Buttner.
Mark Buttner, do you know who that is?
I don't watch the Devils.
Goldie.
Like Brodeur. Brodeur.
He's the Goldie.
He's the Goldie?
Martin Brodeur.
He's the
Martin Brodeur, the Goldie.
Yeah. So, yeah, Mark Buttner, the Goldie. Okay.
AJ is translating.
Okay.
That makes sense.
We got some. All right.
Wow, we got a lot of calls.
So, all right. Thanks for calling, DJ D-Love.
Thanks, man.
Have a good night.
You too, buddy. Good hearing you. Good talking to you.
You too, guys. I'll see you later.
You know, AJ, I want to say that hat, you can't wear that next week.
All right.
Why?
It's a fisherman hat. It's no good.
Why?
Do we have another
caller?
That's
the bane of my existence.
Hello, caller.
Hi, how are you? I'm here. I really want to talk about Comedians on Hockey.
You do?
That's a first.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would you want to do that?
I just really love the podcast.
You do?
Is that Sally? Okay.
Who's Sally?
Well, thanks for calling in. Yeah, hi, thanks. How are you? What's your name?
My name is Tracy.
Oh. It's Tracy Carnazzo.
It's Tracy Carnazzo?
Yes.
Hi, Tracy.
Tracy, you're lying.
I'm your biggest fan. I'm really happy to see you guys. I'm laughing. I love that Anthony made fun of you for the premiere. That was great.
I like that
you shouted out your brand name clothing.
Thank you.
I think that's a cry for help.
Yeah.
What brand name?
I think so too. I think that's accurate.
Oh, what I was wearing at the premiere?
Yes.
And it was all.
Yeah, you were like, what? It was designer.
Yeah.
Plus, it was Robert Grimm is a $150 shirt, okay?
I was.
Do you think that's a lot of money for a shirt?
For me, yeah, it is. For me, because right. I usually go for like.
I thought you were rich, but okay.
Was it HB Nation?
HB like, Nation is, with the club.
Costco?
I like 100% cotton because.
Yeah, anything, I understand that.
Anything else makes my tits sweat.
I understand. Trust me, I know. Me too.
Tracy Carnazzo, the host of the ever-popular podcast.
Let's see if you get it right.
What?
Let's see if you get it right.
I'm going to fuck it up.
Yeah,
Teen Mom Trash Talk.
Is that right?
Okay.
Yes.
Teen Mom Trash Talk.
You got it right?
And?
Yes. And the other one is, give me one word.
90.
90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk.
There you go.
Wow. Huh? And the brand new Catfish Trash Talk.
And the Catfish. A lot of trash talking.
The Catfish Trash Talk.
And
I
soon,
love fucking trash.
Soon there's going to be Anthony and Tracy Trash and Roach Talk.
Yeah.
There you go. Now,
I like that.
Wait a minute. Now, hold on a second. I think that Tracy is an objective observer.
Yes.
I think we should ask Tracy about.
Like in the military?
About Chris Roach's man chewing gum idea.
I meant to call you about that last night.
No, well,
yeah,
he didn't.
So he never called me back. He did. He did show me what was going on.
Right.
He asked for my opinion. I called him back. He never picked the phone up.
Okay, we can get it now.
I was afraid.
Okay,
what, right, I was afraid what you
live.
Would say. I was
let's
afraid
get
what
it
you
live.
Would say.
What do you think?
What
do you think? What do you think, Tracy? What do you think of the man chewing gum?
You know, these days anything can really hit you. You really never know.
I'm taking that as a compliment.
That's the nicest
not
way
a compliment.
Of, that's not a compliment.
That's the nicest way of saying, what the hell are you doing? But
no,
it might
not.
Work.
It's like when a girl tells you, let's be friends.
You know, Tracy, you got to throw these things against the wall, see what sticks. You know?
Throw it to the wall, you see what sticks. Something is going to stick one day for someone.
You never know. You never know.
It might not be us, but it might be
It might be us, you know? It might be the gum sticking to my shoe.
I don't think the
don't
gum's going to stick. I think it's the worst idea you've ever had.
Man chewing gum, the interviews last as
Actually,
long as
this,
the flavor.
Actually, this is the second worst idea you've had. I'm not going to say the first one on the air.
What's the first one? The Chris Roach Show?
Say, well,
Umbrella's Kill?
Things are the Chris
Was
Roach
it the
show.
Comedians on Hockey?
Whoa.
No.
Nice,
oh,
Tracy.
I like
Just
it.
Just kidding. I'm the biggest fan here.
All right, hold on now. Hold on now. Let's bring it back to home base here. Tracy, are you a hockey fan?
Okay, so I have definitely... dated a hockey player, not professional, just
really?
A regular old neighborhood hockey player. So that's as close as I get to hockey.
Was it what about tonsil hockey?
No. We don't do that, especially now during COVID.
Right? Yeah, I know. She doesn't come out of the house. Very rarely you come out of the house.
But very rarely. If you book me on a show, I will come out of the house. Otherwise, I'm in.
Yeah, but that was Tracy before COVID.
Right.
Also, me before COVID.
Like, this is her glory days. Like, this is the best thing that ever happened to Tracy. That the world now lives like
home.
She did.
I get to stay home. But yeah, no, I mean, hockey, now, like, looking back, I've dated a few hockey players, you know? And it, I definitely, I used to sit and watch them practice. What's that, in Long Beach, the rink over there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to sit and watch them. I don't know what's going on. I did used to play knock hockey.
I love knock hockey.
We love knock hockey, yes.
Yeah, I have a knock hockey board.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I have an air hockey.
At your house? At your apartment, you have knock hockey and air hockey?
Well, not in my apartment. At my mother's house. I grew up, you know, just like really
doing. Get that knock hockey board back from your mom. I want to play knock hockey.
I love knock hockey.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely ask her for it. We had an air hockey table. So, do I play hockey? I guess you could say yeah.
You play more than Chris Roach.
Yeah, and I have $1,000 worth of equipment.
And he bought $5,000 skates that molded to his feet that he never uses.
Yeah, now they're molded.
I mean, I can ice skate.
What? Wait.
More than Chris Roach can do.
Yeah, they were molded. They were molded to my feet. Now they're molding in my house. Get it? Molding, molding.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I mean, I could ice skate. I guess I probably could play really. I mean, if air hockey translates to the rink, then yeah, I'll be
it's
really good.
It's very similar. It's very similar. You'll be great.
I'm good with the puck, you know?
I'm not going to touch that.
Not going to touch that one? Okay.
I'm not going to touch that one, Carnazzo.
It's because you couldn't come up with something for it, but...
No.
I know that hockey players don't have a lot of teeth a lot of times, but that's more professional.
That's more professional, yeah. They don't have the teeth.
Yeah, I feel like if you don't have teeth and you're a hockey player, that's just a personal problem.
Right, that means you're not trying hard enough.
Yeah, you're not brushing.
Not brushing good enough.
Right.
Yeah,
like Roach.
Because all the guys that I was with had most of their teeth.
Or perhaps chewing too much gum.
Chewing too much gum, yeah, the teeth rot out.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I actually almost lost a tooth during knock hockey.
Really?
It's a crazy sport.
I mean, those things, that's a heavy wood puck.
That thing flies at your face.
I like bubble hockey, too. That's my favorite.
I don't know what bubble hockey is.
But you know, when you play with the poles and there's a big bubble.
Yeah, the bubble.
They call that bubble hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't think that's what they call that.
They do it. Bubble hockey or pole hockey.
I don't think so. Is it you just like blow bubbles?
No, the bubble is covering the rink.
Oh, what? I mean, is this ice or roller?
No, it's, you know, you play with the poles and the puck.
It's an arcade game.
Yeah, it's an arcade game.
Oh, wait, I know what you're talking about. They don't call it bubble hockey.
Yeah, they do.
I've heard it called bubble.
Thank you, A to the J.
Anytime.
Oh my God.
All right. At some point, we got to get AJ in here with some actual hockey.
Yeah, I got to. You know what? I got to do my segment, Tracy. But thank you for calling in.
Thank you for calling in.
I love your face.
Thank you guys for doing this podcast. I'm always watching.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
That makes me nervous, but I love you.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Tracy, watching and judging.
So instead of hockey around the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to just do. I'm going to talk about the inductees into the Hall of Fame.
Nice.
The 2020 class of the NHL Hockey Hall of Fame. Tony, hit it. First up, we have Mr. Marian Hossa. Marian Hossa. Marian Hossa. You guys remember Marian Hossa?
Yes, yeah. I used to use a Marian Hossa stick.
You did?
Yeah, it was a nice stick.
Marian Hossa, three-time Stanley Cup champion. Hossa is the only player in NHL history to play in three straight cup finals. But he only won with the third one, which was?
The Blackhawks.
The Blackhawks. He was quoted as saying, "I'm grateful to the game and everything it has done for me. The losses has taught me more than the wins. The players and the coaches who have contributed so much to my success. And I'm better than my brother." Next up, come up for your diploma, Mr. Jerome Iginla. Nice, Tony. Very nice.
He was good.
Jerome Iginla was a tremendous player. He was one of those guys that spent a lot of time like in Calgary and stuff, so he didn't get as much notoriety.
Yeah.
Took them to a cup final, though. They went to the Stanley Cup finals. Yep.
One of those players, as East Coast hockey fans, we didn't get to see as much of as we would like to. And I remember John Trusen, you wanted him for the Rangers.
I wanted him at one point. When he was in his prime, I wanted him.
Yeah. Where did he get traded towards the end?
Boston. He played for Pittsburgh also.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh. Jerome Iginla. Jerome Iginla. He has his career in hockey.
What a career.
Yeah, what a career there.
Let me give you a... I'd like to give you a quote from the great Jerome Iginla, who is the Maurice Rocket Richard Trophy winner, the NHL's top scorer twice, the Edmonton native, who also grabbed the Art Ross Trophy as the league's top point getter in 2001-2002. registering in his career 625 goals, 1,300 points in 1,554 games. And his quote is, I need the music for this. A little louder?
Yeah. That's Macho Man's theme song.
A career in hockey is a series of exciting chapters where you learn and grow as a wide-eyed rookie from a wide-eyed rookie to a seasoned veteran, he said in his speech. And then in a blink of an eye, you're dead. When I look back on those chapters, each reminds me that I need to do more drugs.
That's what he said?
No, I added that. I'm just trying to... No, he just said, you know, he's just saying it goes by really quick.
Don't add. Right. Okay. Get through it.
Number three of the five into the NHL Hall of Fame of Class 2020. Please welcome Mr. Kevin Lowe.
Yeah.
Kevin Lowe.
Yeah.
Kevin Lowe, key component of the New York Rangers 1994 Stanley Cup Championship. He won five Stanley Cups in his 13 seasons, four with the Edmonton Oilers, but he was overshadowed by the exploits of Wayne Gretzky, Mark Messier, and who else? Yari Curry.
Paul Coffey.
Paul Coffey.
He was like the stay-at-home guy.
He was exactly. That's a great way to put it. He is a stay-at-home hockey guy. And his quote was, here comes, my Hall of Fame selection doesn't happen because of my statistical merit. And I'd like to thank the Hockey Hall of Fame, my wife, and the many prostitutes on the road that I ran into for recognizing me as the player I was. Okay, that's it.
Does this with the raffles, too, like during fundraiser shows? When he's got to the
I'm just trying to add.
He keeps adding on to it like what you wanted to add.
I'm just trying to have a little more fun. All right, number three. Also inducted into Hockey Hall of Fame, the 2020 Hockey Hall of Fame class, please welcome Miss Kim St. Pierre.
Yeah.
Kim St. Pierre is the eighth woman inducted into the Hall of Fame, the first female goaltender enshrined. She was played for the boys league as a kid, and also she was a three-time Olympic gold medalist and five-time International Hockey Federation world champion. She walked away from international play in 2013 as a giant, holding several records for international competition, including the most shutouts of 15 and the most wins of 24, with the lowest goals against average of 0.84.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good. What do you guys say about that, AJ?
Very good.
Thank you, AJ.
Dynamite dropping, AJ.
Thank you, AJ. Another, I think there's the fourth, our fourth, it's our fourth inductee.
How many is there?
Last one.
It's our final inductee. How about that?
All right. Because there was that coach guy. All right. Final inductee is Mr. Come up and get your diploma, Mr. Doug Wilson.
Doug Wilson. All right. Solid.
Doug Wilson played 14 seasons with Chicago, winning the Norris Trophy as league's top defenseman. And why do they spell defense with a C?
Because it's classy.
I guess. It screws me up. Defenseman in 1982. Traded to the expansion San Jose Sharks in 1991. The Ottawa native played his final two campaigns on the West Coast. He was the first captain of the San Jose Sharks in the history. He's their first captain. Later moving to the front office where he served as GM until 2003. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2020 class of the NHL Hall of Fame. And now, thank you. Thank you, Tony. Good job. Now let's bring it over to AJ with Coast to Coast. We have an intro?
We're giving AJ the intro?
Yeah.
We're going to do it?
I'd assume so.
We're feeling it?
Yeah.
Come on, damn it.
Don't touch me.
I don't think we have the volume on the intro.
No.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a man whose knowledge of hockey is so great that I don't have time to introduce him. Please welcome AJ DeVito.
Well, starting off in Anaheim, they're Ducks GM.
Hold on. You want the plane noise? I'll do it.
No.
We just landed in where? Anaheim?
He just let him be.
Yeah, go. Anaheim. We're in Anaheim.
In Anaheim, Ducks GM Bob Murray resigned and will be entering the alcohol-related abuse program.
Oh.
So, hope he's doing better. Huh. And then the 2017 USA World Junior Classic hero, Troy Terry, has started off real hot to the season. 14-game point streak, totaling 11 goals and 9 assists in the run.
Nice.
So, good for Troy Terry. do the music or
wait, say now flying over to
Seattle. The Kraken are already potentially looking to shop off their captain Mark Giordano, who was just named captain obviously because they're a new team. So as an Islander fan, I'd love to get him. We're kind of struggling right now.
No. Well,
Giordano's been around a while, right?
Get Eberle back too.
He's like 8 goals and 14 games. Must be nice.
All right. Where are we going now?
Traveling to Vancouver.
That's breaking glass, you son of a bitch.
And the plane just crashed.
I'm looking for a quick jet airliner.
GM Jim Benning is on the hot seat and is having talks with the team owner and upper management trying to figure out why they suck. They really regressed from the bubble in 2020.
I like it.
Now moving on to Calgary.
It's better.
I'll take it.
You can't really get a plane into Calgary.
No.
Wait, play it. Put the helicopter back up. A little bit louder. All right, AJ! I'll keep it on. I want to do a helicopter. You watch Vietnam? AJ, what do you got for us? Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
It's
like 3 seconds.
That's the whole file. Yeah, it's only 3 seconds.
Former Calgary Flame, Dion Phaneuf has officially retired. I know. Great career for him. So best of luck in life, Dion Phaneuf.
Dion Phaneuf was still playing?
No. He officially retired, but he's been on the league since like 2017.
Outstanding career, sir. Outstanding career.
Moving on to Edmonton. Leon Draisaitl is leading the league and the team in scoring, which is very surprising since Connor McDavid.
Wow.
And he's on pace for 181 points right now.
Now, is he that good? Usually, is he that good because of McDavid, or is he that good because he's that good?
He's that good. He won the MVP.
He's great.
2 or 3 years ago.
Damn.
But McDavid's 4 points back. He's going to catch him.
How do you get two players like that on a team? Jesus Christ.
It happens.
You draft well.
Thank you.
You get lucky.
You chew gum. That's so disgusting. It really is.
Moving on to Colorado. Some lesser news there, but they claimed forward Nick Aubé-Kubel off waivers from the Flyers. Nothing too crazy, but it's news.
Okay.
Moving on to Detroit.
Okay.
Now we're taking the train there. The Red Wings have definitely been the second biggest surprise after the Anaheim Ducks so far, being led by Mo Sider and Lucas Raymond. They're somehow in a playoff spot, and no one really expected this from them. So shout out to Steve Yzerman. The Yzer plan is coming to full effect already.
Stevie, why? Did you say the Yzer plan?
Yeah.
Did you make that word up?
No.
Okay, very honest of you. Very honest, very honest.
Very well known around social media.
Yeah.
Moving on to Pittsburgh now.
Ooh, we took the car there.
We should have that one going into Detroit, Motor City.
That's true. In his first game back from COVID protocol, Penguins captain Sidney Crosby ragdolled Martin Ferravari. Did any of you guys see that hit?
No.
It was terrible.
No.
He just basically ragdolled him through across the boards without him having the puck or anything.
Wow. He really is the best.
And he didn't get suspended or even talked to
by
the Department of Player Safety.
Ragdoll him, huh?
I think we know who said it best
about
it.
It's a cheap, dirty hit. It's just... I wonder what would happen if we did it to their two whining stars over there. I wonder what would happen. So I'm anxious to see what happens with the league with this. Just no respect amongst players. None. It's sickening.
Right.
It's one of the most arrogant organizations in the league. They whine about this stuff all the time, and look what happens.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
He ragdolled them, coach.
They'll whine about something else over there, won't they?
They certainly will, sir.
Starting with their two stars.
That's right. Ragdoll and Gino.
Who doesn't miss John Tortorella?
Oh, hockey misses him. He's the closest thing we have to Don Cherry, for Christ's sakes.
Moving on to your New York Rangers.
Uh-oh.
Get out of the way, you son of a bitch!
As we did talk about before, Sammy Blais did tear his ACL and will be out for the year. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Oh, man, it's out for the year.
We did not know that.
Somebody's got to kick the crap out of PK Subban.
Thanks for delivering the news.
Anytime.
Slewfoot.
Going on to Jersey.
What are we taking to Jersey? Hold on.
Swab.
Oh, it's cold in here. It is cold in here.
We did bring up PK Subban before, but his new nickname that social media has given him is PK Slewban after multiple slew feeding incidences now?
Yes, slew feeding. Very good. Pecan slew ban. Pecan slew foot.
Why pecan?
Because that's his new name is pecan.
So PK slew ban or pecan slew ban. Moving on to the Islanders on Long Island.
Nice. You may recognize my ensemble if you've driven past any big and tall stores lately.
Oh, Lord.
You ever see Roach perform stand-up?
No.
He comes out with like a beach towel to wipe himself his sweat off.
I haven't been lately. I've been sweating as much lately.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Or a bad thing, however you look at it. I don't know.
Then he sweats so much, he has to push it back. He goes...
Oh, I used to sweat so much. My God.
The Islanders did announce that Leo Komarov will be leaving the
Uncle
team
Leo.
And yes. The NHL to be going to Russia and playing for, I believe, SKA is how you pronounce it.
SMK, whatever they are. SKM.
Yeah. CSKA, I'm pretty sure. And, yeah, he never reported to Bridgeport when he got sent down, and I just hope he has a good career there, because I liked Leo.
I did like Komarov.
He was overpaid, but, like, he was a good player.
How can they call him Uncle Leo? From Seinfeld?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, actually.
I don't know, maybe because it's the same thing, but I don't know.
He used to be a key player on the Islanders, right?
Key's a little bit of an overstatement. He was just a kind of do-it-all type of guy, except he was playing the first line.
All right, well, good luck to you in the KHL, sir.
And last but not least, to the nation's capital...
FBI, get out of the way.
Oatmeal brain talking.
The president.
Alexander Ovechkin passes Brett Hull for fourth all-time on the NHL scoring leading board. Every episode's a new record that Ovi's breaking. Mm-hmm. He's just the best goal scorer of all time, and he will be, hopefully.
You know what? When we had Wayne Gretzky, I never thought anybody would ever go anywhere near his record. Do you think he's going to beat Wayne Gretzky's record, John Treason?
He well may.
Jesus Christ.
Well, how old is Ovechkin?
He's 36, I believe.
And a totally different type
of
player.
He's still, you know, his Russians play forever. I mean, mm-hmm. He's still kind of young. I mean,
there's somebody put up a meme of him just standing. You know how he stands there at the right point? He's got like a stick and he's kind of like leaning back a little bit, his weight. Somebody said that's the scariest stance in all of hockey. Is him just standing there like that, just waiting for the pass. It's just, he's got this stance where his stick's on his waist and he's kind of like leaning back on his feet a little bit. Wow. He could very well pass him.
Yeah.
He just needs a few more years of 30-plus goals, and he can do it. It is Ovi.
What's the most Ovi's ever had in a season?
He's definitely had over 60 before. Yeah. I can check it up right now.
I mean, crazy. I mean, Gretzky had like a 92, didn't he?
No one will beat that record. There's no way.
Never gonna get broken.
It was a different game then, though. It was more wide open.
Yeah, it's more not wide open. You're not going to see that again.
92 you won't see, but maybe the goals, yeah, because...
You don't even see 50 that much anymore.
Yeah.
Now, does Mike Bossy still have the 50-goal record?
50 and 50.
50. He's got the 50 and 50, and he's got the streak of 50 or more, right?
He had 50 or more every season he played, except the last one where he was injured.
And I think he was the quickest 250 at one point. Like,
wow, he was. You're right.
Ovi's most goals in the year was 65 as well.
Wow. Okay. There you go.
Which is really unbelievable.
And Gretzky said that Bossy was the best goal scorer he's ever seen.
How many seasons has Ovechkin played?
If I had to guess, I'm going to say 17.
All
right. So him and Crosby came out around the same time,
think he's got
right?
three more?
Truesen.
Easily. He hasn't really been injured that much in his career.
Truesen is on the calculator. He's
no,
on the
no, I'm just looking up Gretzky.
So what is he at now, like total?
He's at 742.
And Gretzky's at, was it, not, is it?
893? 893. It's very possible.
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
No, he's got to have some more...
He already has 12 goals in 15 games this year, too.
I mean,
Gretzky has 894.
That's insane.
It's just hard. You think about it. I mean, you say only 30 goals for 3 years. That's hard to do, though. That's like, you know, that's
not for this guy.
Yeah, Gretzky.
Anything can happen. Like, on the ice. I mean, he can get hurt.
That's true.
That's right. Anything can happen, Ovechkin. Just remember that.
I mean, I don't want him to break the record for selfish reasons because I'm a big Gretzky fan.
Yeah, I mean, everybody loves Gretzky. And...
Wow. Gretzky played like a full 20 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not bad.
Again, but that's something very rare.
This is when he was in his prime, though. First season, 51. These are goals. 51, 55, 92, 71, 87, 73. That was a little nice stretch right there.
Insane.
52, 62, Then he fell off a little bit to 40. Had kind of a crappy season with 40 goals. And then 54, 40, 41. It fell off after that. But that little stretch there is insane.
You want me to give you Bossy's?
Go.
But Bossy's was like, yeah.
He's okay, so he came into the league in 77, 78 at 21 years old.
Like 55 or something.
So 53, 69, okay. 51, 68, 64, 60, 51, 58, 61, and 38.
That's insane.
That's incredible. Yeah, that is absolutely incredible.
He scored 573 goals in 10 seasons. Wow. Retired at the age of 30.
Wow.
Retired at 30? How many years did he play?
10.
That's incredible.
Yeah?
That's just absolutely incredible.
Yep. Is that the most goals per season for somebody who's played like more than...
Yeah, he leads the league all-time goals per game, I believe, as well.
Hmm. Unbelievable.
I mean, because it's crazy. Think about, like, the... You're looking here, the year he scored... even the 38 goals, he played 63 games. So he played 20 games less. So we mean,
yeah.
I'm looking for Ovi stats here. Wow, he probably almost came. So how many years did Bossy have in a row for 50 goals? About like 9 or 10?
Nine.
Yeah, no. It's, Ovechkin, his first year got 46 goals.
That's not 50.
That's right. Second year, very Bossy like 65.
Okay.
Then 56, then 50. You're like, oh my God, this guy's on a tear. Then he drops to 32. 38, 32, 51, 53, 50, 33, 49, 51, 48, 24, but he only played 45 games. But that was probably the COVID.
Well, one of those 32s was also because of the lockout shortened season.
Yeah,
right.
So he had 32 and 48 that year, which is nice remarkable.
Guy. Nice guy. Very nice. Damn. 12 goals in 15 games. What's Kreider to have? Kreider's got.
He has, I believe, 7 or 8.
Kreider's got more than 8 goals, guy.
Now, Kreider's not doing great. I mean, he's doing well for the, not for the whole league, though.
In the goal scoring category, he's doing pretty good.
He's doing all right. Let's see. Where's my goal scoring leaders?
I'll tell you what Kreider's got right here. It is. He's got 11 goals.
Oh, he has 11.
He's got 11. Yeah, he's actually third in the league between after Dreisaitl and Ovechkin. Wow, that's very impressive.
Kreider 11, Fox 4. Next is Fox 4. But
Kreider has more than McDavid.
He's got 3 assists, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about.
It's hard to get assists when you're like a foot from the net.
Yeah, that's true. You know? Yeah,
I'm not making fun of him. That's a tough place to score goals.
Listen, we've been looking.
His tipping has become phenomenal.
How long have we been looking for a player like that?
Yeah.
AK, what's his name? Tim Kerr from the Flyers.
Tim Kerr from the Flyers. You know, was the best ever was Esposito.
They would just stand in front of that. Tim Kerr from the Philadelphia Flyers would get like a couple 50 goal seasons. Just he was 6'4", just plant his big body in front of that and tip in. That's all you do.
You know what we have this week?
What?
The big opening of the Islanders Arena.
Oh, that's something to talk about.
Yeah, that's happening.
That's all right, Saturday night.
Let's go, because we got to wrap this bad
that's
boy
Saturday
up.
Saturday night.
So let's talk about the opening of the
Let's wrap it up with this.
Did anybody have tickets? AJ, have tickets?
I'm going the day after to see Welcome Back, Johnny.
Okay. That should be a fun game.
That'll be a very fun game.
Supposedly it's the hottest ticket in town.
I know.
I mean, it's hard to get the Knicks tickets. Everything I've seen from this arena, they've been posting pictures. It looks absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's got a good feel to it. I'm excited. I mean, I hope they can christen this the way the Yankees christened the new Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
With the championship. Yeah. That's the way we're going to do it.
Well, excellent.
They're 5-5 right now, so it's not looking so good.
Yeah, but you know what? They held their own on the road. Now they come home. They're going to have a lot of home games.
Well, we said it. 500, right? Beginning of the season, we said it. And
now they're going to, that place is going to be rocking. I can't wait to see it, too.
Islanders Rangers, the 24th.
All right.
At the new arena.
What day of the week is that?
Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
24th of in November?
Yes.
Not Christmas Eve.
No,
we're still in November.
It's before Thanksgiving.
AJ, every week you get a little more smarmier.
I like it.
So do I.
Yeah, that's Thanksgiving Eve. The Islanders always had a Thanksgiving Eve. I used to always go to the Thanksgiving Eve game at Coliseum. That was like my tradition.
My tradition is I got shit-faced, but now I don't drink anymore.
Since when?
I got AFib.
Can't drink on the AFib?
No, actually, AFib's all cured. I'm feeling good. Thanks for asking.
That's good.
So.
I'm not worried about your fibs.
Another episode in the books. This was a fun one. Very informative. Thank you, AJ. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you, JT. And thank you, Mr. Tony on the 1 and 2.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk about the Islanders Arena next week and stuff.
We'll talk about the Islanders Arena
next week. We'll preview Islander Rangers.
We'll be back with hockey around the world. What else?
You don't have to.
I think it's going to be a rocking show next week, and everyone should tune in. But don't call. Seriously.
Yeah, no more calls, right?
Call if you got something to, only call if you got something to say about hockey, right?
Hey, just Anthony Rodea, what's going on? I saw him and Johnny. They couldn't pronounce the Cuyahoga Falls. I'm retired. I'm 65. And I like the Bruins once in a while. And this guy's chewing gum. He looks like he's got something wrong with him. Is he all right?
Wow.
This is Comedian Hockey. Comedians and Hockey, we're going to wrap it up before we get canceled. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
I was going to say something.
Peace out.